Olivine's a mineral that come up with the volcano, probably come up from 70, 80 kilometres down, and was brought up by the volcano because there's a lot of gas in this volcano up here in Mortlake, and forced it up, just like taking the lid off a bottle of Coke, you know, it fizzes. Well, the olivine floating on top of the magma was squirted up with the volcano, and bits and pieces of it flew out as bombs, from little bombs like as big as a pigeon's egg to as big as a car.
So is it something that actually forms inside the volcano, though, or does it already exist and then the volcano just gets it out?
Already, the olivine already existed with the magma deep down within the earth, you know. Right. Nobody's really sure of whether it was floating around within the magma or it was formed as it come up. It depends on the chemicals that come together at the right time, at the right temperature.
So, and generally it's a greenish kind of colour?
90% of it is just olive green. Occasionally you get some various colours, like some golds and khakis and stuff like that. The gold ones are worth probably 10 times the value as the green ones, but the green one is the one that everybody recognises as the olivine that cuts into a good gemstone called peridot. Can be quite valuable. You get some that I've cut some that probably worth, you know, a couple of $1,000. So if somebody's up there and they're lucky enough, they could break open one of these little bombs and there's a little fortune for them.
Do we know why there's so much of it around Mortlake?
We're just lucky, I guess. And the council dug the quarry in exactly the right spot. It exists in all of the other volcanoes around the Western District as well, but they haven't got a nice big quarry that the council lets you to get in and fossick in.
So it's much harder to find in other places, you mean?
The stuff we get here is probably better quality than other places. We get it bigger and cleaner, and there seems to be more of the coarse olivine up here. It's funny that people from all over the world know about it, and people that collect gemstones all over Australia know about it, but not many of the locals do, so that's...
Despite the boards when you drive into Mortlake that says it's the olivine capital.
Yeah, well, some people, I've heard them say that olivine, what's that, they think it's some sort of olive that grows on a vine, something like bovine, the cattle, they think it's some sort of, I don't know whether it's a green cow or not, but, you know, the bovine, the olivine.
Because I have heard that there are only like two places in the world where it's you know, as plentiful as it is here.
There's a place very similar to the Western District in Germany, and we exchange minerals from here with them over there, and their minerals are, it's almost an identical type place as this Western District, and that exists in Germany. But olivine's everywhere. It's one of the most common minerals you can get, but not in gem quality. There's another couple of places in Australia we can get gem quality olivine. One's in Hughenden in Queensland, and there's other couple of smaller areas, like even over at Mount Noorat you can get small bits, and Mount Elephant you can get small bits, but we're lucky enough to have the big bits right here in Mortlake.
So tell us a bit more about what you mean when you say gem quality, or I guess what forms it actually comes in.
Most of it comes, it looks like compacted green sugar. And what you've got to do is one of those little grains of sugar has got to be as big as the end of your thumb. It's got to be like a piece of green glass, which is, it's inside, say, 1 in 1,000 bombs or 1 in 200. Like, you could fill a 6x4 trailer up with olivine when you go up to the quarry up here. But out of that 6x4 trailer, there might only be 2 pieces in there that you break open, and you could have, you know, half a dozen clear pieces that you could cut on a faceting machine that you know, make a good gemstone.
Now, the bombs that you talk about then, if people go to the Penshurst Volcano Discovery Centre, I think there's a bit of information there about bombs and how they form, but they've got quite an interesting shape, haven't they?
Yeah, well, most of them look like a teardrop where they were shot into the sky, like, and they got a little curly tail on them. Other ones spin out like a flying saucer, and they're flat disc shapes, and they get a little lip on them when they spin out like a flying saucer. And other ones have got a big dent in them, which when the bombs have gone out, they're in a plasticized state when they come out of the volcano, and when they land on the ground they might hit something hard and they get a big dent in them. And it's good to collect one of those because it proves that the olivine bombs were in a plasticized state when they left the volcano, and when they hit the ground, they got this dint in them. So they're a collectible piece.
Up at the quarry, then. I mean, this is all just lying around, is it?
Yeah, well, just laying everywhere. You don't have to dig. You just walk around and look on the ground and pick one up, hit it with a hammer, and hopefully, it's there's something good in it.
So how versatile is it then? What sort of uses does it have?
Well, if you find the olivine in big quantities, where they find in not gem quality, but just like green sand, they can make an extreme heat fireproof brick for kilns out of it, but we haven't got that much of it here. And otherwise it's cut into gemstone called peridot, which is the birthstone for August. Quite a pretty little gem.
And if you find a really good one, then I mean it can be worth a bit of money.
Can be worth. I've got gems here worth maybe $2,000 and $3,000 each, so that's if you're lucky, but I've been looking up there about 15 years, so it takes a while to get a few that big. But I cut 54 stones over a carat out of one bomb that one fella broke open, and they're all over a carat. So at $75 a carat, you can do the maths. That's not a bad little hit with a hammer. And
so to the untrained eye, then, when you are fossicking around there, you're picking up your bombs and you break one open, what should you look for? What might indicate to you that there might be something a bit better in there?
It's just pure luck. You just got to pick them up. A bomb about the size of a potato, you just pick it up, put it in wear a glove in your hand and hit it with a hammer. Don't have to hit them very hard. The good ones seem to break fairly easily. If you've got to hit it really hard, there's usually nothing in them. So you just chuck them away and pick up another one and you just walk around picking them up at your leisure and just hitting them with a hammer. And eventually you will find one.